Joshua, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Aha, I got you. Did you know we say thank you about 2,000 times a year, but we only mean it about half the time?
Yeah, that tracks. I say thank you a lot, not even like thinking about it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been on the phone before, and I'll be talking to someone, and they'll say something. I'll be like, thank you. And they're like, yeah, okay. Yeah, you're welcome. I'm getting paid to do this. It's all right.
This is like saying people who say I'm sorry all the time for things, you know, for the slightest things. Somebody's like trying to pass. Oh, I'm sorry. So what are you sorry for? Yeah. I'm always asking mom, what are you sorry for? But we say thank you or thank you 2,000 times a year, only mean about half the time. So this is the great segue into our grateful series. So for the next 4 weeks, we'll be touching on gratefulness in different ways. And so one of the areas, do you ever wonder how being thankful can make life better?
I know oftentimes I think about the idea of being like the phrase of being thankful for what you have, you know, being like content. You know, I often associate those two words together in this context at least.
Sure.
I think that's often what we think about this time of year around Thanksgiving and just being, you know, thankful for our family and friends and our health and our jobs. And, you know, for many people, that is a thing that is very easy to lean into. And sometimes it's not for some people. They have lost loved ones or they, you know, lost a job or, you know, in transient stages of life kind of thing. But I know for me, I've always tried to be more content with what I have because it's so easy, especially, in, you know, this culture today of like, you know, everything's an ad for something to buy the new glitz and glamour. It's difficult. I mean, shoot, even the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, I mean, it's the biggest sales thing of the year. So it's funny how we go from being so thankful for friends, family, and the food on the table to I will beat you for that TV now.
I'm so grateful for the things I have, but tomorrow I want more.
I'll be thankful for those things I get then.
So as the great theologian Willie Nelson said, when I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around. And if you know Willie, he's been around a long time. And so I ran across that. And I'm like, are you sure that's Willie Nelson? Great guy. So our first segment is about why gratitude matters. And so gratitude isn't just saying thank you. It's a whole way of seeing the world. And so I was doing some research around this. Science, quote unquote, science backs up that being thankful can make you happier and healthier. And I could see that. I'm not quite sure. I need science to tell that. But if you are content and grateful for where you are in life, I could see Monday is just another day. It's not like, oh, it's Monday. Or maybe you're getting a full night's sleep and next day you feel pretty good. Opposed to if you're constantly unhappy about your circumstances, whether it be your finances, your friendships, relationships, job, everything, I can see that impacting your happiness as well as your health.
Yeah, I mean, I when I was in college, I had multiple classes at one point. That was a very stressful year for me, and I was just so unhappy with my professors and the work that I was putting out, and it made me physically ill. I was we'd gone to the doctor multiple times. I was like nauseous all the time. I couldn't keep food down for the life of me. I was just basically out of commission for like 12 hours at a time. And they still couldn't figure out what it was, even at the end of that thing. I mean, I'm pretty sure it was stress. But, you know, after I realized that I can't control the external things, because that's when you put your happiness in these external things like friends, family, finances, whatever, you know, things happen that you can't control. And you can't have that impact your, you know, being thankful for what you do have. And it's difficult. I mean, it comes from a place of, you know, we talked about before, as happiness is a feeling, joy is that mindset, where, you know, being having joy and gratitude in those moments is a muscle easily learned. You know, I just finished listening to the Atomic Habits book, and it talked about trying to build up those habits, and it's just 1% at a time, just 1% change, because it doesn't happen overnight. Because those failures, if you, you know, jump on that wagon as hard as you fall off it, it's going to be back and forth repetition.
Oh, sure, sure. I remember it was probably right after you were born. We were down to a single income family. Mom wound up staying home. And I was working at a design company in New Orleans. And I was a bit of a catch-all, you know, like kind of like that commercial, "Hey, Mikey, he likes it" kind of thing. He'll eat anything, basically. So I was kind of the catch-all of rush projects, volume projects. You know, if we need someone to do it, let's just have him work on it while we do other things. And so, you know, over time, I'd walk in. Here's a good example. I'd walk in, and my priority list would have 7 things all numbered number one. So, okay, physics lesson 101. These 2 things cannot occupy the same place, right? So when you show up and there's 7 number ones, 6 number twos, and 9 number threes, it makes for a stressful day.
Yeah.
And so I started having some chest pains here and there. Went and got a stress test. It was fine. It kind of, maybe it was the go-to back then of, like, you just got a little bit of stress in your life. Mm-hmm. And so if you can kind of dial that down. So, oh, yeah. Why didn't I think of that? Where's that dial at? Just dial on that down from a 10 to a 1.
Oh, so easy.
Right. So, but being thankful can change your mood, your day, and even your life. And so a study in 2018 from the University of Chicago noted that people often don't say thank you because they assume the other person already knows they appreciate it, and they feel insecure about effectively expressing their gratitude.
If that study wasn't entirely made up of men, I don't know what it would be.
It's like, say what? That's crazy. So again, 2018 study noted that people often don't say thank you because they think you already know you appreciate it. So I knew a couple that, you know, years and years, decades into their marriage, and I happened to say something to Dana, or I said, "I love you" to her. And this person turned to her husband and said, "Why don't you ever tell me that?" And he said, "I told you when we got married, if nothing's changed, just, you know, we'll consider it the same." Like, you've been married 40 plus years. I mean, that one in the beginning was supposed to cover all that. And how's that working out for you there?
Right.
So you could see that. Even though you think that person understands what you're saying, let's pretend they don't and communicate effectively.
Yeah, I mean, as guys, I think we tend to struggle with the being, like, you know, it talks about being vulnerable and insecure about saying thank you. Like, you know, we put this weird identity around showing emotions in any capacity as a weakness, which obviously is not great for any aspect of your life, whether it's like relationship wise or even health wise. But and we talked about this in a previous podcast, mentioning that I had a guy in my group that wanted to specifically say he was there for everyone, because sometimes that we let those things get unspoken, we ignore them entirely, even if it may be true. You know, like, when in the scenario of, like, say I tell my wife I love her, it doesn't mean that I didn't love her between the times I just said I love her, you know, but it helps her feel the verbal communication, the confirmation that, hey, this is overflowing me so much, I want to be able to say it to you, that kind of thing.
Sure.
And so he talks about it affecting your mood, being thankful and grateful. That kind of feeling should well up inside of you so much that the words thank you should come out, but with meaning.
Correct. Right. You know? Saying it too much makes it hollow. Mm. Don't saying it at all makes one a robot. So, and I do think that where we see it impact people, not only at loved ones who, like, say your love language is a spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that right there would make a big difference. But say someone maybe don't know you that well, or maybe new to the scene, like your children. You have a 4, 5, 6-year-old 10-year-old, speaking gratitude and love and support into them makes a difference, because if you don't say it, they're not rounded off enough and mature enough to say, oh, well, Dad loves me. He just never says it.
Yeah.
More likely they're saying, yeah, my dad never says that.
Yeah.
And that's how it ends. So it's important. It's important knowing how to be thankful helps you in many parts of your life, like family and work. You know, there are probably times when we're all at work or in some other relationship situation that a thank you would go a very long way.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any areas of your life you think would be better if you were more thankful? Like, can you think of any, like, friendships or networking or relationships, like family, something like that?
Right now, in this season of my life, I think I'm trying to be more thankful and content with our finances. I think for me, that's been a big struggle. For me and my wife, just trying to be thankful for what we have and content, and the fact that God will provide for us, and that I need to be thankful for the position I'm in, because I know many people are not in that same position. I know many friends who are still at home, living with their parents, but they don't have a loved one or, you know, a significant other kind of thing. So I think that's probably an area I'm trying to be more intentional about, because I think intentionality plays a big role in this of, you know, being intentional with not just saying the words, but feeling it and thinking on dwelling on it, because it's easy to go, thank you, and then move on and not think about it for 2 seconds. Or thinking it and then saying thank you and expecting, you know, some kind of thing, reciprocation back of saying the words. Because like you said, like the couple that he said it once and was done, I've seen couples where they only say I love you or thank you because they want to hear it back.
Oh,
it's almost like, yeah, it's almost like in a transactional thing, or like they're like, I want to feel loved. So I'm gonna tell you that I love you, so you can say it back to me. And so it's a mindset you got to put yourself in of, I'm feeling this way about myself and there's no strings attached.
Well, I have a good analogy when we come back in our second segment. So stay tuned as we dive back into our gratitude kickoff, so to speak. Uncommon would like to thank today's sponsor, Wilson Technology Group. At Wilson Technology Group, we're not just an IT vendor. We're your trusted business partner delivering exceptional support, innovative solutions, and peace of mind. One call, one team, all your tech issues resolved. Uncommon would like to thank today's sponsor, Viking Mergers. Sell your business? Viking Mergers and Acquisitions can help. With 25 plus years of experience and 800 successful sales, we're experts in securing maximum value. Get your free business valuation now at vikingmergers.com or call 866-592-9467. Okay, welcome back to our second segment of our gratitude piece. And my analogy is to drive home the point of gratitude or saying thank you. When was the last time you let someone merge over in front of you in traffic and they waved their hand to say thank you?
I have a running joke with my wife every time we drive somewhere, and if I like wave at someone or like let them over and they don't wave at me, I have this metaphorical list I keep of like, oh, she's going on the list or he's going on the list.
You know, we born and raised in New Orleans. It's a Southern thing. It's yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, please, thank you. And when you let someone in line in front of you in traffic, you raise your hand either in the car, outside the car, wave, thank you, and the person behind you says, you're welcome. The monster that does not do that, I wish I could grab you by your rear bumper and pull you back out of line in front of me. What cave did you grow up in? But I digress. Anyway, so you can see that is a great analogy of, well, even a nod or a wave doesn't take very much to acknowledge. Doesn't take very much to offend either.
Yeah.
So over the next 4 weeks, we're talking about several things. One of them, I'll just give you some overview stuff. We're talking about being thankful for the small stuff that makes you feel good. We're exploring how saying thank you isn't just being, it isn't polite, it's healthy. We're discussing gratitude isn't just for you, it's helped your family and friends as well. And also, the time is a gift we often waste, and we talk about being thankful for every TikTok and not the platform. So that's upcoming the next 4 weeks of our series. We do have a couple of questions here. So the first one is, what do you hope to get from this podcast series on gratefulness? Joshua, what do you want to touch on, you think?
I think for me, my main focus with this portion of our podcast series is to really like center myself before we get to Thanksgiving so I can be more thankful for this time frame and keeping that feeling through to when we go to Christmas and just being more present and thankful in those moments, because it's easy to pretend to be thankful for the singular day of Thanksgiving and then moving right along to Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all that kind of stuff. So I think for me personally, I've been trying this podcast series. I'm hoping to keep it consistent and not just be a flash in the pan.
Right, right. Hopefully it goes beyond 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And then also, what topic are you most excited to hear about?
I think for me, I like the topic that we're going to touch on about family and friends and how that helps, because my wife often jokes and prods me when she talks about being thankful of like, you know, it makes me feel good when I get to help you and thank you and vice versa. So I think it's a good talking point of not just how much it helps you, but helps those around you. Mm. And, you know, as you exude this grateful, you know, mindset, that oftentimes that rubs off on people.
Sure.
I know many of studies have been done about, you know, like positive reinforcement. And so if someone's very negative towards you and you reinforce that mentality, well, they're going to stay negative.
Right.
Whereas when they're negative about their situation and you kind of ignore that, but then you reward, quote unquote, reward the positive interactions, they feel like that conversation is like, oh man, it's the highlight of my day.
Sure.
And so the mindset you have plays such a vital role on how you view the world and how other people view you. I know for me, I've always leaned more towards the pessimist side, and I use a lot of self-deprecating humor a lot. And so I've been trying to make a conscious effort to veer from that, because I've realized that while I'm not saying anything mean about other people that love me don't appreciate that so much. And so, you know, just the mindset is probably my biggest thing, because that's my biggest war battle, you know.
Sure, the battle of the mind is probably one of the greatest battlefields to ever exist.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to, I think, finding areas that maybe I'm not being as grateful as I should be. Mm-hmm. You know, I do a good job. I have circles, you know. Immediate family, they know that I love them and I'm thankful for things, this and that. As you get outside those circles and other aspects of my life, family and friends, even business, I want to say I'm grateful and thankful for those things too, and communicate that. So I think it's important for us to target areas that we're not really kind of focused on.
Yeah.
So our challenge we have here is, as we go through the series, keep a gratitude journal. Write down what you're thankful for at least once a week, maybe every day, but definitely once a week. So as we move on to our next set of devotions or podcasts, be sure to tune in and check us out on the topic of grateful. You'll be thankful you did.
I see what you did there.